This is a Bedrock Radio podcast. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk. Bedrock
Radio. Community News Roundup for November 2020.
This is Bedrock Radio.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. With firework displays cancelled this year, Havering Council is advising residents to keep safe and considerate if they plan to host a bonfire night at home. You should ensure that all fireworks carry the CE safety mark, are stored safely in a fireproof container, and that you make sure that you follow all of the instructions. Volunteers who run a board games club in Romford have set up a fundraiser as they aim to put on more nights for the community. Dicing with Life, who meet at the Hope Cafe in the marketplace, are aiming to increase meetings to 5 nights a week, set up a skills workshop and a games lending library. And finally, students at Barking and Dagenham College have created a variety of pieces of art for Love Our Colleges Week. Creations included self-portraits, wire sculptures and clay work. Curriculum manager Paul Schofield said, "You can see by their work the high levels of creativity, problem solving and craft finish." And that was your Bedrock Community News.
Bedrock Community News, I'm Jill Rowley. Barking and Dagenham Council issued B&M stores with a community protection notice for failing to enforce the face covering rule. Non-compliance with this notice could result in B&M facing a criminal prosecution. The All About Family Hub in Leyndon had to be closed after foxes badly damaged equipment and toys. Virgin Care's Feel the Difference Fund have provided funds for repairs that will begin soon. The Mayor of Barking and Dagenham has planted a friendship tree in Barking Park to commemorate 73 years of close friendship with Witten, their twinned German city. And finally, people in Havering are being encouraged to remember at home this Remembrance Sunday and place poppies in windows and doors. Residents can send messages to the council that will be shared throughout Remembrance Sunday and published on social media. Videos, messages and photos can be sent to events@havering.gov.uk. That's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Volunteers at Valence House have been presented with a learning award by the British Museum and the Marsh Trust. The awards celebrate the work and achievements of museum volunteers across the UK for the last year. The winners will receive £500 presented by the Marsh Trust. Children at Little Adventurers in Upminster enjoyed much more than just pumpkin carving this Halloween after taking part in a problem-solving exercise to transport pumpkins from a car to a classroom. Nursery manager Ginny said that it's important that children learn skills such as communication whilst having fun. And finally, the family of Russell Shafir, who died of motor neurone disease in Buckhurst Hill in 2012, have since dedicated their lives to raising money to beat the disease. The family, who have raised over £50,000, said that the cause of the disease is still unknown, so the only way to find answers is to put money into it. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
Bedrock Radio Community News, I'm Jill Rowley. Havering Libraries are now operating a click and collect service to select and reserve books. Check the library section of the Havering Council website for more details. From Monday the 16th of November, the Children's Emergency Department at King George Hospital will temporarily close every night between 9pm and 9am. Children will continue to be admitted to the Children's Ward at Queen's Hospital in Romford. Redbridge schools and residents are invited to download Street Tag, a free smartphone app where teams can compete and generate points as a reward for being active. The Redbridge Council website has the details. And finally, over half of the businesses in Barking and Dagenham are still not complying with government rules to stop the spread of coronavirus. 270 businesses were investigated and 10 £1,000 fixed penalty notices were issued. And that's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. Havering Council have launched a new service to keep young people safe in the borough. The Integrated Adolescent Safeguarding Service is made up of the Havering Youth Service, Adolescent Safeguarding Team and the Youth Justice Service. 19 virtual sessions are using music, guest speakers and discussion with young people across Havering. COVID marshals have hit the streets of Barking and Dagenham. The marshals are patrolling areas with high footfall, providing guidance and supporting the council's enforcement officers, ensuring that local businesses are operating COVID safe. Transport Secretary Grant Shapps has announced £22 million of further funding for cycling and walking schemes across the east of England. Local councils across East London and Essex will have to ensure that proposed schemes are properly consulted on following problems discovered in the first round of funding. The schemes can help reduce rat runs and allow for safer streets on side roads. And finally, Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch has been awarded a crucial lifeline grant from the government, as it's estimated the theatre has lost out on £3 million of revenue this year. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Upminster teacher Esther McCall has won this year's Teachers of Physics Award, given out by the Institute of Physics, which celebrates the achievements of teachers in raising the profile of the subject across the country. Esther said this is a great honour, as only a few teachers receive this award. Children from Woodford Green have raised almost £2,000 for Haven House Hospice as part of a community enterprise scheme. The children spent several weeks writing business plans and then implemented ideas such as personalised bookmarks, cupcake sales, second-hand clothing sales and sponsored dog walking. And finally, memories of Sunday lunch with the family, trips to the cinema and live concerts are being brought back to life for residents of Lambswood Height Care Home, thanks to a donation of refurbished MP3 players. Manager Sonia Casey said that music has great benefits for those living with dementia. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
Your healthy music mix. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk.